You guys feel like playing a game?
Yeah,
we love games.
Well, no, I thought that might perk you up. Mm-hmm. Back in the early bit, you guys used to play What's the Word or Words.
And now, radio's most exciting quiz. What's the Word or Words?
There you are.
Very simple. Basically, a clip of a celebrity or somebody talking, and there'd be a missing word, and it'd be up to the caller to try and guess what the missing word or words is, or are.
All right.
Okay. And is this based on a current clip, or is this an archive clip?
Well, we've got a few examples to play for what it sounded like.
Okay, right.
Good Lord, it's almost time to play.
Oh my God!
Don't make me.
Voice.
Come on.
Listen to me.
Come on, you got to get through this.
Go on.
I was only 9 years old.
Is that you're in helium?
Good Lord, it's almost time to play What's the Word or Words. We've got a brand new one as it's Monday. It's almost like the day-to-day challenge at Gary Davis. Day one, we need a new quiz. What's the Word or Words? We play a celebrity sentence and you've got to guess what is the missing word or what are the missing words, i.e. what's the word or words missing from this brand new celebrity sentence.
I really did want to make a record that was more rural and more stripped down and a lot less...
A lot less what? It's Sheryl Crow and her celebrity sentence, but what is she talking about? 0500 110 100.
No, don't ring that number.
What's the word?
Don't ring
that
number. Don't record that.
What is she talking about? Listen.
I really did want to make a record that was more rural and more stripped down and a lot less.
Yeah, a lot less expensive, a lot less meaty. Who knows?
Who knows indeed? Are we going to play this?
It doesn't even sound like you. Yes, call right now if you would like to play.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to have a caller on the air playing?
Yes, 03700 100 100. 03700 100 100. Call right now if you are very bored.
Amazing.
I want to make a record that it's a lot less something. Is that right?
All right.
Brilliant.
We used to play this in the morning, this bit of music.
Memory is terrible.
Isn't it?
It's supposed to bring back all these memories. And
you don't remember to get up and do the show, Dev. Don't ever go and meet about my memory, for God's sake. You don't remember where you work. Right, so we're going to play What's the Word or Words, which we haven't played for a long time. Line one is James. Morning, James.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
All right,
good
morning. How are you? You all right, James?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Is that his real voice?
My real voice? Yes. Sorry. Yes. Hello. Morning.
Yeah. Genius. Where are you from, James?
I'm from Inverness.
Inverness. Whereabouts? Remember, James, I can smell a lie like a fart in a car, my friend.
Busted.
What a donut.
Right. Line two is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Is that your real voice?
This is my real voice.
All right, Matt.
Matt, where are you from?
From the University of Hertfordshire.
We're about... Oh,
okay.
Hatfield, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
I'm in Hatfield at the moment, in the library.
Dear. Who was that?
That was my friend Dave, my friend doing coursework.
Oh. Is he a bit of a div?
Doing my coursework for me.
Oh, well, in that case, he's brilliant. All right.
He's brilliant.
Right, so we're going to play this game that I haven't played for years, but we're going to play you...
Oh,
Can we shut him up?
Is this what you get?
Are the callers you get? Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay.
They're a different bunch at this time of the morning.
No. Poor old Matt's friend. He's screaming because by the sounds of it, he has no genitalia. Right, Matt, so do you want to play this game?
I do want to play this game.
Producer Phil, do you want him to play the game?
Well, he's here now, isn't he?
All right, so we'll give it a go.
As long as you're sure.
Isn't this fun?
Rather you than me, Phil, but let's do it anyway. Right. Matt, we're going to play you a clip of somebody talking, and there's going to be a missing word or words in there, and we want you to guess what it is, right?
Okay.
All right.
Keep it clean.
I will.
Keep it clean, Matt.
I will do.
All right. And stop pressing speakerphone. Just hold the phone to your ear. Matt.
I'm holding the phone to my ear.
All right. Stop pressing speakerphone, will you? Because that's what you've been doing, haven't you, Matt?
I haven't been pressing speakerphone, actually.
Just remember, don't mess with me.
Very good at this.
I'm good at this, right? I'm good at speaking to mad early morning people. Right, here we go. This is a clip that you've got to add some word or words to it. That one there? Mm-hmm. All right.
People call me all the time in the street. They get confused.
Right, brilliant. Okay, now, Matt, try and say something that isn't massively offensive.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to hear it again?
I do want to hear it again, yeah.
People call me all the time in the street. They get confused.
Keep it clean.
I can't hear the clip.
Oh. Amazing.
Mm. This is going down about as well as our feature used to do originally.
People call me all the time in the street. They get confused.
You're hearing that, right?
People call me their wife all the time.
People call me their wife all the time.
Oh, that's a good answer.
All right, yeah. I mean, it wasn't rude.
Wife or girlfriend?
Wife or girlfriend?
Yeah, that's very good.
So people call me their wife or girlfriend?
I believe so.
All right, well, let's find out if you're right.
People call me Cheryl all the time in the street.
People call me Cheryl all the time.
Oh, boo! You didn't win. Oh, well, never mind. All right, thanks, bye. Yes. Now, I seem to have the same rapport with the callers that I used to have.
Yeah, you got that natural chemistry.
Nothing's changed. Yeah.
Hello?
All right, line three. Let's hope this is a rational, normal human being. Grant, hello. This has gone down very well, this feature.
Oh, right. Glad that worked.
Can I play with Dave, if you pardon the expression?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Right. Sure.
Dave, do you want to play?
I'd love to.
All right, so I'll play you a clip of someone talking.
Yeah.
And then you got to give me the word or words.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Michael's not one for a talented dog, is he? I mean, no. He'll give them all a...
One more time?
Yeah.
Michael's not one for a talented dog, is he? I mean, no. He'll give them all a...
Michael's not one for a talented dog. He'd give them all a... What?
Bone.
He'd give them all a bone. Let's find it if you're right.
Michael's not one for a talented dog, is he? I mean, no. He'll give them all a fair chance.
Oh, it was fair chance.
So close.
Oh. It wasn't what's the word, it was what's the words.
Oh, rubbish. See? It really is harder than you think, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, do you want to do one more?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Phil, how do you feel this feature's going?
Not as well as I'd hoped, I'll be honest.
All right, here is Mr. Graham Norton.
Look, it's easy to knock. It's easy to knock. I think we need to get behind... Support them.
Okay. You want to hear that one more time?
Yeah.
Look, it's easy to knock. It's easy to knock. I think we need to get behind... support them.
Is it Davina McCall?
We need to get behind Davina McCall and support them. Well, if the job's going, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Look, it's easy to knock. It's easy to knock. I think we need to get behind Blue. Support them.
Oh, Blue. Dear.
Was that man who's defending Blue, I don't know, the host of the Eurovision Song Contest, by any chance?
Oh, Graham.
It's no conflict of interest, Graham.
Oh, dear. I didn't do very well, did I?
No, you didn't. But you did better than James and Matt. I'm going to realise. Oh, and Grant, in fact.
Hello.
Well, there you are. What a great feature.
It's good.
I can't believe we dropped it 13 years ago.
I can't believe you guys brought it back 13 years later. Oh, well, never mind. That was fun for me, to a certain extent.
Kind of.
All right. Hey, your favourite newsreader is going to be here in a few minutes to read the news, right? Mr. Adrian Pearce.